Good evening and welcome into The Modern Marriage. I am Brandon Como here with my wife, Hannah. And Hannah, we are so excited to launch our new show today here on News Talk 96.5 KPL.
Oh my gosh, Brandon, I'm so excited. I know that we have personally been talking about this for a very long time, probably years. I know that we've been married for quite a while. We dated previously before that, and we have been talking about how to merge both of our careers.
Yeah.
We are passionate about marriages. We are passionate about just how to be able to make marriage work in the modern lifestyle that we live in today.
Absolutely. And so, you know, talking a little bit about ourselves, you know, when I was working in the afternoons with Shannon on Offsides, there were times where you'd step in and do the show with me. And
it was so much fun.
It was.
Very enjoyable.
Yeah.
This is a lot of fun. So
yeah.
We were both really excited when we got this idea and started talking about it and how, number one, it's so important, and I believe it's going to be very impactful, not only for ourselves but for other couples, for other marriages. You know, I think that it's really going to be such a big influence for a lot of people. So, yes, we're very excited about it.
Yeah, little did we know we were kind of just practicing for what we're doing right now. And so, you know, we've gotten a chance during those times together, you know, to really talk about big issues, talk about some fun things as well. And, you know, what we're going to do here in this show is we are a married couple. We're in our mid to late 30s, and we are very much looking forward to talking to you about the challenges that modern couples face. And, you know, these are modern couples of all ages. We live in a very different world than just even 5-10 years ago. You look at, you know, the explosion of social media over that time period. That has presented some challenges for marriages. But there's many other factors that go into what makes having a modern marriage different than being married, again, 10, 20, 30 years ago, and we're going to touch on a lot of that as we go along.
Yeah, and Brandon, can we just go back for just a moment and talk about the fact that marriage has changed so much over the last few years, over the last few decades. Marriage has changed a lot. Now, the basis of what makes marriage successful, or, you know, the things that apply many years ago may work, but you also may have to make changes in order to fit the lifestyle that we live today.
Yeah.
And so that's an important question. So let me ask you, why do you think that marriages look different these days?
So there is one reason that comes to my mind, and there's many, but there's one that comes to my mind that's a big reason, and it has to do with the workplace. When women really started getting more involved in the workplace and started having careers of their own, that really changed the dynamic of families. Some families have had a hard time adjusting to that. Some have thrived in that. But if you look today and you look at the lifestyle, you look at inflation as high as it is right now, you look at the cost of living, and you see many families now that have two-income homes.
Absolutely.
And so you have many families that you have both people juggling a job and the home life, and especially if that home life includes kids, then that's like having two jobs.
Absolutely. It makes it even more exciting. And so that's a really good point. We are busy. We are busy as humans, as couples, within our marriage, raising children. Life is just busy, you know, and it doesn't matter who we talk to, whether it's our friends or our colleagues or whomever. When we talk about, you know, the busyness of life, I feel like that's the number one thing that keeps coming up for people.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny you say that because, you know, for those that don't know, we have a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Yes.
And
so busy is definitely a top word for us all the time.
Absolutely. And we, you know, our work schedules really fit around, you know, doing work. And then when one's not at work, one's at the house watching the kids.
Right.
And
we've tried to be able to make that work because both, you know, being parents is so important.
Right.
And we want to make sure we're prioritizing that. But at the same time, we both have careers.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, before we married, we both had careers. I had my own career. You had your career. And so we were already kind of established in our career.
Yeah.
Even as we, you know, were dating and getting married.
Right. And we've been blessed to be able to advance in our careers as we've, you know, gone along in our marriage. And so with those advancements come responsibilities to those jobs and balancing that with the responsibilities of the families and of our family. And, you know, when I was talking about this with Bernie during the week, you know, basically promoting the show, one of the first things she said was, well, if you guys don't have enough on your plate, now you're adding something to it. But that's part of this. Is because we're not the only ones. Part of what this is, the modern marriages, is that there's so much on the plate of modern marriages today. Yeah. We're not the only ones. And so that's things that we want to be able to talk about here on this show. And by the way, we look forward to hearing from you as well. You know, we've got the KPL News app that you can just send us an app chat, a message anytime you want. Also, we've got email set up, brandon@kpel965.com, if you want to go ahead and send us something. But we will look forward to hearing from you about the issues we discuss, but also whether you want a question or comment or about issues that you face as a married couple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a really great point, Brandon, because we want to hear from the audience. We want to hear what they're struggling with. You know, I have, you know, our ideas of what are great topics to cover. You know, I have a background in I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. I'm duly licensed. I work with marriages all the time. I have for many years. Mm-hmm. But we also know what things that comes up for a lot of couples, not only for our marriage, but for other people. But we would love to hear from you guys as well, because there may be things that you're struggling with or you're facing. And if we don't talk about those things, if we don't bring them out into the open, chances are everyone is struggling with it anyways. But if we don't bring it out to the open and normalize it and talk about it and discuss what we're going to do about it, then we never get to a resolution. We never talk about what to do with this.
And this, for those of you that are listening, and this is The Modern Marriage with Brandon and Hannah Como. For those of you that are single, this is a show you want to listen to, because these are issues that when you do get married, you're going to deal with. You know, you in your profession as a duly licensed therapist, you see married couples, you see teenagers, you see individuals, you see people from all walks of life.
Absolutely.
And so with that being the case, a lot of these issues that we talk about aren't just going to be marriage specific. It is The Modern Marriage, and that is the main theme of the show, but there's a lot to learn. And when I say learn, we're ever learning as well.
Absolutely.
Because if you're not ever learning, you're going to be stuck. You're not going to improve yourself. Mm-hmm. So we are always learning ourselves, you know, whether it's in having better communication with each other, you know, whether it's how to do our lives as a modern married couple. We're always learning as well. And so that's another thing that we look forward to talking with you about and hearing from you about, is what are some areas that maybe you're struggling with that you're looking to get better in? What are some areas that you find yourself having some growth in? Because we go through that as well.
And Brandon, that's such a good point that you brought out, is that I want to make sure, and I say this all the time, whether this is with couples that I'm speaking with, clients, or other individuals, when I talk about the fact that I, even as a therapist, I also make mistakes within my own marriage. I make mistakes within my parenting. And so I think that it's important to be very honest about that, and for us to bring this to the conversation so that we can discuss it. We can share our own experiences, and also to realize that there are no perfect marriages. Mm-hmm. There are no perfect people. And so everyone makes mistakes. You're never going to be a perfect parent. You're never going to be perfect in your marriage. But the goal is never perfection. The goal is always progress. The goal is always improvement. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we want to bring to our conversation whenever we do this every week.
Yeah, and if someone's pretending like they have a marriage that doesn't have any issues, well, it's pretending, because, you know, look, when you have two different people that have two different ideas on things, there's going to be conflict. And it's many times about how to manage that conflict properly. Mm-hmm. You have two different people that have two different ideas about how to raise the kids on certain issues. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of times there's those core values that you share, but there's a couple of areas within parenting where you're like, wait a minute, I think this. No, I think this. And then you have to find that common ground and figure out the right path forward for your kids. But that goes in many different areas in marriage as well. And so, you know, we really are about, one of our passions in doing this is talking about what we deal with, but also wanting to hear from you about what you deal with, and knowing that, hey, we're all in this trying to figure this all out together.
Right. And we all really want good marriages.
Yeah.
We all want us to, you know, succeed within our parenting. We all want us to be able to be happily married. And I think that's, we live in a world right now where a lot of couples that are either struggling within their marriage, struggling individually, or struggling when it comes to parenting, I think that a lot of people feel the same way. Mm-hmm. And so the idea is to be able to talk about it, to be able to work through it, for me to be able to bring my own experiences and what I've learned through my education and my experience and bring that to this show, because yeah. that's what I care about. The reason why I got into the profession that I'm in is because I truly care about people. Mm-hmm. And that is the number one thing, that when people come to see me, they can sense that in the room. They can sense that from me.
And I have to say, that is a really cool aspect of your job. And I do tell her this often, is that every day she goes out and she helps people. Mm-hmm. And it's a big responsibility that she has at the same time in doing that. But it's a really cool job. We both have really cool jobs, and we're both blessed that we get to do.
We both love our jobs. We do exactly what we want to do.
Exactly, exactly. And so, for me, I enjoy getting to inform people of what's happening that they may not be aware of, or if it's something that they are aware of, bringing conversation to it, which is a lot of what we're doing here. And like we said, with you, you get to help people every day, which is a very, very, very important job.
Yeah.
One thing I want to mention as well is that we do have the Modern Marriage podcast,
mm-hmm.
and we have a few episodes that we've done there. You can go check that out. It's called the Modern Marriage Podcast, and these shows will start showing up on that podcast mm-hmm. when they're completed.
Absolutely.
But we've covered some great topics there that don't be surprised if you find us talking about them here on the radio part as well. But
there's still current issues.
It's still current issues, yes.
People are dealing with. And so mm-hmm. you may see some of the same things, but you're going to see a lot of new things as well.
Absolutely.
And a lot of new techniques, a lot of new things that I have seen work with the marriages that I've worked with mm-hmm. and been very successful with. And so, this gives couples, whether you're struggling within your marriage, whether you are not even struggling within your mm-hmm. marriage, but you also want your marriage to be better, this is for you.
All right. I think it's time to take our first commercial break. So we're going to go ahead and take our very first commercial break here on The Modern Marriage. You're listening to News Talk 96.5 KPL every Sunday evening from 5 to 6 p.m. We'll take this quick commercial break and be right back. Welcome back into The Modern Marriage. Brandon and Hannah Como here with you. And Hannah, we were talking a little bit earlier today about the divorce rate. The U.S. divorce rate is the third highest in the world.
Wow.
And one thing as well is, we're in February right now. The first 3 months of the year are the time of the year when people get divorces, or couples get divorces most often.
Absolutely. So January, February, the beginning of the year is statistically the highest rating time for couples to separate
yeah.
or for them to move towards divorce.
Why is that?
And I think there's a few different reasons, but I think one main reason is because they have been dealing with several issues uh-huh. prior to, to that year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talk about the holidays. And
yeah.
a lot of times we discuss that couples, married couples, often have children.
Mm-hmm.
And so that oftentimes they will not separate because they're wanting to keep the structure
right.
for the kids, throughout the holidays. So whether it is, Thanksgiving leading up to Christmas, leading to New Year's, they're trying to keep that dynamic together for the kids a lot of times.
I think it's interesting that adding the dynamic of kids can add to that pressure that can often lead to divorce, but oftentimes couples stay in the marriage for the kids and until the kids are out of the house.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of different reasons why, couples are contemplating separation or divorce. Mm-hmm. And some of the reasons could be the reason why they're looking towards separation or divorce is because of multiple reasons, whether it's, trouble communicating, whether they have, conflict resolution issues. There are several reasons. And
yeah.
so having children bring an extra layer of stress, mm-hmm. which we often already know that.
Right.
But at the same time, we also will stay within marriages a lot longer than we anticipated because of the fact of having children.
So there's one thing that I thought was interesting, because I was looking at something earlier that said, well, hey, here's some encouraging statistics about marriage. And one of them said, hey, overall, the rate of divorces in America has been falling since 1990.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you go and look at another stat where it shows that fewer couples are choosing to marry than were pre-1990, that's interesting as well, because yeah, the divorce rate is falling, but you have fewer couples
getting married
that are getting married as
well. And so then we're looking at the newer dynamic of what's going on here. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, there is the traditional couple that, you know, do decide to get married and have children. But there's also a lot of millennials and different generation of couples where they will live a very marriage lifestyle without going through the process of legally getting married. And so because of that, that changes the stats, that changes the dynamics. But however, whether you're married, whether you're in a relationship and it looks like marriage, except you don't have the legal document or your name hasn't changed, but yet you're still going to face the same issues.
Right.
So it doesn't really matter. When we're talking about couples, a lot of couples deal with the same issues. Mm-hmm. They deal with the conflict issues. They deal with trouble communicating. And a lot of times couples often bring their own issues, their own baggage, whether they had been in previous marriages before, whether they have been through their own stuff, and bring often that into their marriage. Yeah. And we also notice too, Brandon, is that, you know, whenever you get married, we have to remember that we always bring, you know, our family dynamics, our family cycles into the picture as well.
Yeah.
And when I say that, what I'm talking about is that how we handle conflict or how we communicate, we learn it from our parents. We learn it from our family dynamic. So if they had trouble effectively communicating, if they had trouble within their marriage, or if marriage wasn't something that you experienced, maybe you grew up in a home where you grew up with a single mother or your grandparents raised you, you know, and so whatever dynamic you grew up in, you bring those issues, you bring that dynamic, you bring all that learned behavior into your marriage, and that creates a dynamic of a cycle.
Well, let's just be honest. Let's be honest. It's easy to pass down bad habits. It is. I mean, it's human nature. It's easy for us to make mistakes. And when you have kids that are modeling themselves after you, it's easy for that to be the case. Now, I know I would ask you in therapy, I'm pretty sure that when you talk with your clients about some of those bad habits and some of those learned behaviors and the family dynamic that you're talking about, that it's all about changing that cycle to set your own positive trend moving forward.
Absolutely. In counseling, whether I'm dealing with individuals, couples, ourselves, whether I'm talking with friends, whomever I'm talking with, you know, the idea is that we all have cycles within our own selves, our own marriage. And those cycles, a lot of times, we are not aware that they're there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so part of counseling, part of the idea of discussing that is to, number one, is to identify what the cycles are.
Mm-hmm.
Identify what we're seeing that's not working, right? And then the secondary thing is to learn how to do something different.
Yeah. You remember, you said the word learn, and that's where I was going next, because there's nothing like a marriage to show you where your faults are.
Mm-hmm.
Because you start learning in
they're
your
gonna
back.
They're going to point it out for you.
Well, I'm not just making that joke. But what I'm saying is you learn because you're interacting with that spouse on that daily basis, you know, all the time when you're with that person. You start learning that there are things that you're doing that need to be improved upon.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you could be doing better. Things that, and I'll tell you this for guys, I'm going to speak from myself here. Guys treat guys and guys treat women, they're supposed to, differently. But there are many times where guys, as they're going into a marriage, will treat that lady, not completely, but sometimes in a similar way as they would be talking with their best friend that's a guy.
Okay.
And we're different, as we know.
Women
are different.
So tell me more about that.
Well, I mean,
what ways do you feel
in some ways.
You are right. Men and women operate differently.
We do.
The way we see things are a little bit different. And so that's a good point. But
yeah.
I'm interested to know what you mean by that, because what I see from that may look totally different.
There are some things.
So please elaborate.
Yeah, there are some things that if there's a way that I'm handling something, another guy might not have an issue with maybe the way that it comes off as being abrupt, but a female will. And she will tell you, hey, the way that you handled that didn't really take my feelings into account. Whereas a guy, many of us don't always verbalize that, especially to other guys. But the way that you talk to your guy best friend is not always the same way you should talk to your wife, because again, we process things differently.
And I think too, the relationship between a friendship mm-hmm. and your spouse is completely different. And the reason why is because you're closest to your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
You're with them more than any other person in the world. You're mm-hmm. yourself.
Yeah.
You know, they see the best in you. They see the worst in you. They see everything in between.
Right.
And so your spouse sees everything, right? And so, and they are over time most likely mm-hmm. going to point out some of those things, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And those things are going to come into play within your marriage
yeah.
because a lot of times they're going to lead to conflict. They're going right. to lead to issues. And especially if you, as the wife, are, you know, demonstrating or saying something and it's not coming across in the right way mm-hmm. or vice versa, that's often going to lead to a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Because especially if neither one of you feel heard or validated.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I remember us attending a marriage seminar. And one thing that we would recommend, by the way, is that you attend a marriage conference, marriage seminar at least once a year.
Yes, absolutely.
We're looking forward to one that we're going to next month.
Yes. And I think it's great, too, because I always say never stop investing in your marriage and mm-hmm. you never stop learning, because
right.
it doesn't matter what level of education you are, what your career is in. You know, we always have something to learn. We always have something to improve on.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about restarting your relationship by doing something that invests in it. It's kind of like what I call the emotional bank account.
Mm-hmm.
I always talk about this within my couples counseling, and I always talk about how much investment are you doing with your emotional bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And that means, how much are you putting in? How much are you investing? Are you reading books together? Are you spending time together? Are you going on dates?
Mm-hmm.
Are you investing in your marriage? And mm-hmm. so when I say that, what I'm talking about emotional deposits. And then that means when you're constantly doing emotional deposits within your relationship,
mm-hmm.
when you have a fight or a disagreement or a conflict, that's like taking an emotional withdrawal,
right?
Mm-hmm. And so the idea that we really want to strive to do is that we want to make sure we're making enough deposits. And that way, when we do have the withdrawals or the conflict, it's mm-hmm. going to happen within every marriage, because we discussed this, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no perfect marriage and there's no perfect individual.
Right.
But when you do have conflict, you're going to be able to work through that because you've made enough emotional deposits
mm-hmm.
within your marriage bank account. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. And what we're talking about here is communication.
Mm-hmm.
So going back to what I was mentioning about the marriage conferences and such, one reason that we recommend it, and for me personally recommending it, is because there are nuggets that come out of these marriage conferences.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these nuggets can help when you're in these situations of conflict. So, for instance, we're talking about communication here, and we're talking about how things are said and how things are perceived. And one thing I remember the speaker talking about was, as guys, and I'm going to speak for myself on this, sometimes we say things directly but without the tact that it needs to come along with it. And so sometimes as guys, we do make that mistake. And so that's something to be careful about when you're getting into communication, especially with your spouse, especially coming from the perspective of a guy.
Right. And I think what you're trying to say as mm-hmm. well, which I think is a really good point, is that no matter whether you're talking to your spouse or mm-hmm. anyone else,
right.
when you speak to them, what you may be thinking you're trying to say to them
yeah.
absolutely is what you're trying to come across.
Mm-hmm.
But because they're perceiving that or they're hearing that differently,
mm-hmm.
the communication gap is what's happening.
Yes.
And so that can be within couples, that mm-hmm. can be within friendships. It can really be within any communication.
Absolutely.
When we often say things, in our mind, we're trying to come across in a certain way. But when that person hears that, if they also have rejection issues or they have any other issues, they may be hearing your tone, they may be hearing something else, or they may be hearing what you're saying and perceiving it differently than what's actually coming out of your mouth. And I think we all can easily do that, which is why I always tell couples, you know, the important thing to remember is to always do active listening. And so we'll quickly go into that if we have time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just quickly what active listening really is. I know it's very simple, and and many people may already know what this is, but it's important to remember to implement within your communication and in your marriage. And the reason why is because when you're actively listening, your focus is to be listening, not listening to come up with a counterpoint mm-hmm. to what you're going to say to your spouse.
Right.
Or it's not listening to be able to, you know, think of, you know, what else is going on that has you distracted, but it has full focus on you trying to listen to what that person is trying to say. And then when you get done, it's almost like you're giving them, you know, what you're hearing from that conversation.
And
so,
let's be honest, we're all guilty of it.
Right. All of us are. Yeah. Absolutely. And so communication is such a great thing. And even though both of these things are something that we actually, you know, specialize in, mm-hmm. it so easily can fall through the cracks.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's back up because there was something very important, a very important phrase you said about a minute ago, active listening. Explain a little bit further what active listening is and how effective it can be when it's done properly.
Okay, so here's an example. I'll just use you and I as an example.
Right.
This is not a real life example, but I'm just going to throw something out mm-hmm. just so you have an idea of what that really is.
Okay.
So say you and I are having a conversation mm-hmm. and we had a disagreement or argument earlier in the day, and I come back to you a little bit later once everything cools down and calms down, and I say, hey, Brandon, it really hurt my feelings or it really bothered me whenever you yelled at me.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just say, this is an absolute example because if you know Brandon, you know that he typically does not lose his cool. He's pretty easygoing as a person. And so, again, this is just a basic example. But, you know, say if we're talking mm-hmm. and I say to you, hey, Brandon, it really hurt my feelings when you yelled at me earlier in front of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say to me, okay, Hannah, so what I'm hearing you say is that you felt really hurt whenever we had a disagreement earlier and I raised my voice at you.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, yes, absolutely. It really did bother me. And you could say something like, okay, I didn't realize I was raising my voice. I didn't realize I was yelling,
right.
But I will definitely work on that. I'm so sorry. And so isn't that a pretty calm conversation?
So,
and
yeah.
Again, we're not always going to be that calm because
right.
the truth is,
yeah.
we're emotional beings. When we
exactly.
get upset about something,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times it's hard to stop for a second and break down, number one, what hurt our feelings or what made us upset,
yeah.
but also doing it in a way that the other person feels heard and validated. And so active listening really is repeating back to that person in your own words what you're thinking they're trying to say or what you feel you're hearing them say.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a receipt.
Yeah.
The reason why, if you ever had a disagreement at work or an issue or a conflict with someone and you've told them to do something, maybe you're a boss at your job and you've told them to do something, your employee, several times,
yeah.
but yet they don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next time that you tell them, do you put that in an email maybe? Was that usually a good idea?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And the reason why you do that is because you need a receipt of that conversation. You need an email that says, hey, I really did have this conversation with this person. I told them this is how it needs to be, mm-hmm. or this is the issues that I'm noticing.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why you do that is because it gives it a receipt. You can pull that back and say, okay, that's what I'm hearing. And it makes sure active listening is always a good point because you want to make sure that what you're hearing correctly.
Well, it gives validation. And what
and
you're
it breaks,
talking
and
about.
It makes sure that mm-hmm. you don't have miscommunications.
Exactly. No, you're right about that. And because what usually happens in that instance, or what is easy to happen in those instances, is you come and say, hey, you know, hey, you really hurt my feelings when you yelled at me in front of the kids. And then the other person says, well, you did so-and-so, and that's why I yelled at you.
Right.
And then you don't feel heard and validated.
And
like
usually
your feelings
that
are just
escalates
pushed to the side.
A conflict versus
it escalates
what you're
and it
wanting
becomes,
to do.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
where both sides are trying to prove their case.
Yeah. And a lot of times the reason why that happens is because neither person really feels heard and validated.
Yeah.
And so if you really, like, the number one thing that I always tell couples to do mm-hmm. is in the heat of the moment, you're so emotional, it's hard
yeah.
for you to be able to actively listen to someone.
Right.
And so the best thing to do, the number one thing, is to just stop and let things cool down.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that you say, Brandon, always, all the time, I always hear you say that's so good,
mm-hmm.
is you're like, just let things cool off. Just mm-hmm. let things calm down. Like, let things breathe. Like, you say that all the time. Just let things breathe.
Well, and there's...
And that's such a good
yeah.
point.
Well, because sometimes when emotions get in there, you're not thinking clearly. And again, speaking from experience myself, sometimes when you're having a heated conversation or when I'm in a conversation where there's a difference of opinion, when there's a break, it's easy to go back and sit and say, okay, wait, let me think about this from not just my perspective, but from her perspective. This is what she's trying to communicate to me. Okay, I need to consider that perspective, and then I need to be able to go back to her and say, hey, I didn't think about this in the way that you were talking about this. Let's have a conversation about that. And then make sure on my part that I'm allowing you the space to be able to say what you need to say.
Right.
And then go back and say, hey, so what I'm hearing you say is
X, this. Y, and Z. Yeah. Right. Absolutely. And I think that's a really good point too, Brandon, because a lot of times in the heat of the moment, we're so passionate about what we're upset about
right. That
we want to make sure and get that across.
Yes.
And that is always our focus, is mm-hmm. What we're really upset about.
Right.
And so a lot of times we have trouble listening to the other person mm-hmm. Because we're so focused on getting our issues or our own problems that mm-hmm. We're having within that situation or that marriage. We're trying to get that across.
Right.
And that becomes our main focus. Instead of really listening to the other person, trying to understand what they're really upset about, because if you can hear them and you can validate mm-hmm. Their feelings, they're going to be much less defensive, and they're going to be more likely to be able to come to the table with you, discuss how you feel about things, and be able to admit your own wrongdoings.
When you see couples in therapy sessions, would you say that active listening is something that is not very common?
I think that I often say this, is that mm-hmm. Active listening is very simple, mm-hmm. But for most people, doesn't matter who we're referring to, we often forget to do it. It's the small things.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's because we forget the fundamentals that make good communication happen. And we forget that because in the heat of the moment, we can't see the forest from the trees. We can't see what the real issues are.
Yeah.
And the reason why people come to counseling with whatever issues are going on is for that expert, is for that therapist to be able to break down that cycle or those issues mm-hmm. And kind of discuss where the breakdown or the issues are really taking place
yeah. And
what you can do about it differently.
When we come back, the two biggest things that men and women agree on is they want to feel heard and they want to feel validated.
Right. And there's also one major thing that women, the common complaint or the common thing that women want, and there's a common thing that men want. And those two things are very different, Brandon. And when we come back from the commercial, we're going to talk about what those are. So
All right. Stay
tuned.
Welcome back into the final segments of The Modern Marriage. Brandon and Hannah Como here with you. And yes, this is our inaugural show that you can listen to every Sunday evening from 5 to 6 p.m. here on News Talk 96.5 KPL. And we want to encourage you. We have our Modern Marriage podcast. We have some episodes up there already. You can go check those out. We discuss a lot of different issues. And you'll start hearing some of those issues come back on the radio show as well, but we want to encourage you to go there. We will also want to hear from you as well. We'd love to hear from you on the KPL News app. If you don't have it downloaded yet, please do so. But on the KPL News app, you could just jump on and you can leave us a comment. You can leave us a question about an issue that you'd like to hear being discussed. You want to put your two cents in on maybe an issue that's going on in your marriage or an issue that you see in other marriages. And again, this is a show, it's The Modern Marriage, but it's a show that really pertains to people of many different ages. And so we want to hear from you. You can go to the KPL News app or you can email me, brandon@kpel965.com. All right, Hannah, so what are those two things that you were talking about, one for men, one for women, that's the most important to them?
Yes, this is so important. The number one thing or the number one complaint that I often hear from women is that they want to feel prioritized. They want to feel prioritized by their spouse in their marriage. And this means they want to be put first. It doesn't matter whether your spouse is referring to their career, their hobbies, their friends. Doesn't matter their decision-making, their family. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. The number one thing that women want is they want to feel prioritized and put first among anything else.
Okay, so let's stop on that for a second. When you hear from women that they don't feel prioritized, where are areas that men are falling short in not making them feel prioritized, not making their wives feel prioritized?
I think this discussion is a great opportunity for us to discuss it, because I think it's a way for men and women to be able to look at things and say, okay, how can I begin to prioritize my spouse? Mm-hmm. How can you as the male, you as the husband, begin to make sure and put her first? And one way you can do that is seeking her opinion. Mm-hmm. And it's not asking for permission. You know, if you are going out to make a big purchase, if you're going out to spend some money on a vehicle, or you're wanting to buy something for one of your hobbies, or something regarding golfing or a sport or anything that you like, right? It doesn't matter what it is. If you're going to go make financial decisions, if you're going to make decisions about what you guys are going to be doing with mm-hmm. your time, she wants to feel like she's included in that. She wants to feel prioritized. She wants to feel like her voice is being heard.
So one thing, and this is not to say everyone, every marriage is different. You come up with your own parameters. An example of what we do when you talk about money, because money is incredibly important within marriages.
Absolutely. And so one of the top things that couples have mm-hmm. arguments and fight about.
Right. One thing that we have set with each other is, if the purchase is over $50, we need to make sure we're in agreement about it.
Yeah. So I think, and it doesn't necessarily have to be $50.
Exactly.
But you as a couple within your marriage, you decide mm-hmm. what the price, you know, is going to be.
Yeah.
If it's, you know, $20, or if it's $60, or if it's $600, or if it's $1,000, it really doesn't matter.
Every marriage is different.
It just, yeah. It's you and your spouse making sure you're on the same page.
Absolutely.
So if you want to put a number on it and say, hey, if we make more than a $100 purchase, or if I make more than a $1,000 purchase, mm-hmm. or a $500 purchase, I'm going to at least have a conversation about it and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking about doing. Are you good with that? Because I'm going to go ahead and proceed forward. You know, something like that. Again, you don't need permission from your spouse,
right.
But you and your spouse should be on the same page.
Absolutely.
And in order for y'all to have better communication, is to talk about that. Mm-hmm. And it's going to become so common when you have good communication, then it's going to feel like just a basic conversation. Like, hey, I'm picking up the kids this afternoon, or I'm going by and taking care of this, or hey, I'm going to go buy this. You know, it's part of an everyday conversation. And when you have good communication, mm-hmm. you're having it all throughout the day.
And sometimes that conversation is thought of in a negative tone, because it's thought of as, oh, I've got to ask for permission to do this. When in reality, no one wants to feel left out in the dark.
Right.
No one wants to feel like, okay, my spouse is spending this money and I have no idea that they're spending it, you know, and I don't find out until after the purchase is made. It's all about just being on the same page and having that proper communication, like you said.
Absolutely. And we'll talk about this more throughout other segments and other shows on ways to be able to be better with your finances, have better communication regarding money and how to be able to handle that. So we'll do that on another time.
Yeah.
But I think we're just talking about, again, how do we begin to make sure that you're prioritizing your spouse? Mm-hmm. Another way to prioritize them is if you are planning to go do something, if mm-hmm. you are planning to be able to have a guy's night, or if you're going out of town for the weekend, or you're mm-hmm. going on a golfing trip or a boating trip or a fishing trip or whatever you're doing, or ladies, if you're going on a ladies' weekend trip, or if you're going shopping, or if you're going to the weekend to see your family. It doesn't matter what's happening. You need to make sure that you're on the same page with that. And you need to make sure that you are talking about it first before you're committing to doing that with other people.
All right. Now let's look at the other side of the coin. With guys, what's the biggest thing that you hear from them that they want? And as a guy, I'm pretty sure I know what's going to be said here. But
yes. So the number one thing that I'm hearing from men, mm-hmm. and you tell me if I'm wrong, but the number one thing that's so important to them is that they want to be respected.
Oh, yeah.
If they feel like they're being disrespected,
yeah.
it is the number one thing that's going to make them so upset, mm-hmm. so angry. And often you're going to see so much conflict and issues in your marriage whenever you disrespect your spouse.
Yeah. Again, going back to a marriage conference, you know, and he talked about the communication between a man and a wife. When a man is disrespected, it feels like his air hose is being stepped on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know,
it can take the life out of you.
Yeah.
It is the biggest thing that bothers men, is to not feel respected, whether that's by their wives, whether that's by the people that they work with, mm-hmm. their friends. It's guys just want to be respected.
So let's break this down for just a moment. How can us as women respect our spouse more? How can us as women respect our husband?
So tone of voice is a big part in this. You know, having a conversation with your wife, whenever there's a tone that is given that comes across as sarcastic, that comes across as not valuing what you have to say as a man, those are things that can really, really bother guys. And they
That's a good point.
Yeah. Also, when you're out amongst friends, if you're maybe making a comment in passing, or if you as a female are saying something that, whether it comes across as a joke or not, puts him down, that embarrasses him in front of other people.
Yeah.
And that's something that makes him feel disrespected.
Absolutely. I could see that. Mm-hmm. So that's really good. Those are really good points. I'm so glad you brought those up. And I think it's important. And again, I don't mean to generalize these two things as the number one things for every person, but I'm just taking a viewpoint of what I'm seeing, or what I'm hearing, or what I'm noticing. That these are the two things that are really important. At least for a lot of men, respect is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And for women, being prioritized is a big deal.
Well, and you know, prioritized, you could also substitute that word for loved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Women want to feel loved.
And I think they feel loved when they feel they're being put first.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that as we understand ourselves better, and as we understand our spouse better, we're going to have better marriages.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have less conflict. And we're going to enjoy life a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm so excited about this.
I am too. I am too.
We, again, have, I mentioned this earlier, we have had this in our hearts for such a long time.
Right.
Brandon and I both are very passionate about this. Mm-hmm. And we are not only passionate because we see how much a big deal this is, not for us, but for everyone.
Right.
And the number one thing that breaks down family is marriages.
Mm-hmm.
And if your marriage is not in a good place, it's going to break apart your family.
Yeah.
And that's going to affect your children.
Yeah.
And so for us to even believe that what we're doing here and what we're talking about is going to break cycles and is going to change generational issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's such a big deal. And so look, I'm very excited.
And look, we talk about societal issues here on KPEL all the time. Healthy, strong marriages, when you have more of them, can have a very positive impact on society overall as well.
It is the backbone of family. And so when we talk about healthy family, we got to talk about healthy marriages.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're here to do. And I think this is only the start of what many things will come from this. We have so many ideas, so many things.
Yes.
Honestly, Brandon, I feel like we could talk about this for hours and hours. So
we could.
I'm so excited. I can't even wait until next week. So please stay tuned.
Absolutely.
Listen, be engaged.
Yes, you can do that by going to the KPEL News app. Send us your comments. Send us your questions. Also, you can email me, Brandon at KPEL965.com.
Yeah, so I'm excited. So we're going to change some marriages, and we're going to change our family tree. And I think this is going to start right here.
Every Sunday night, 5 to 6, here on News Talk 96.5 KPEL. Thank you so much for listening.